Well, as we approach lunch on Monday, the Aussie market is remaining quite resilient. The ASX 200 is only down about 6 points, or a tenth of 1%. And the market had plenty of negatives facing it today. So under the circumstances, the market's holding up quite nicely. We had BHP and Rio in London down 3.5%, weak lead from Wall Street on Friday. A few banks trading ex-dividend in the early part of this week too. And oil prices down for a tenth consecutive day. But ANZ and Macquarie, certainly the main weights on the market today. No surprise, they're both ex-dividend. Tech stocks also under a little bit of pressure, with WiseTech, Afterpay and Xero pulling back substantially. It was the case in US markets too. There are a few surprises though. Rio Tinto fell very heavily in the UK, as I said, but today is managing to bounce back locally. And energy stocks, perhaps the big surprise package. Woodside, Oil Search and Santos are all up. The oil price has now had it on its longest losing streak in 34 years. But we did see here from Saudi Arabia yesterday, which signaled it could perhaps reduce exports next month due to oversupply globally. Certainly not making any sort of guarantees, but maybe that was enough to inspire some buying in that energy space. Looking at some of the big winners and losers today, the best performer is Healthscope. Now, the hospital operator has received a $4.5 billion takeover offer, a premium to a prior offer that was on the table, so it's up 11%. Rural company Elders is up in the order of 10%. Now, the company did hand down a 40% drop in annual profit, but that was partly due to a purchase of a chemicals company and cost associated with that acquisition. Once you strip that out of the equation, underlying profit margins and the dividend all higher. Also in the winners column is Corporate Travel. The travel group has received a broker upgrade. Now, in the losers column, Lendlease not doing so well. It's down about 3.5%. It's received a broker downgrade. And Navitas, the education company, is also under a bit of pressure, down about 1%. Today, it's rejected a $5.50 per share takeover it received from a private equity firm. Keep in mind that it still is up about 20% since it initially received that offer on the 10th of October. The Aussie dollar, 72.2 US.